I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I've covered your case, Jay. Thank you for being here. We want to talk about your next project, how people can support you. First of all, welcome home. I'm so glad that you're free. One of those freed hostages that Trump has talked about. How are you?
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks here after Trump put the pardons in. Everything changed, and it's wonderful. I mean, this has been a real tough time for my family and for so many J6ers. It's something we've heard about in the news so much, and it's amazing what Trump has done. So
yeah,
we're so thankful. Thank God. Thanks, Trump.
And you were, take me through it because, I actually had the first interview exclusively with a local, somebody local, and that was Zachary Real, who's also, you know, was served as a Marine honorably, he's reunited now with his wife and his daughters, and we're thankful for that. But for you, as far as your life goes, were you somebody who, because I know you went to trial and the sentencing happened late last October, as I followed your case, but for you, were you incarcerated? Because some people were incarcerated almost the whole time. I mean, already
That's
served
right.
a lot of time.
Yes, yes. It's been horrible. You know, I was very fortunate in that we were preparing for trial for months, and of course, we were trying to push it back a bit for it to occur mm-hmm. after the election. We weren't able to do that, and I ended up taking a plea bargain because it's just the courts were so against every J6er in D.C., so biased, and when you would get your sentence, it would be three times the amount mm-hmm. of time when you were guilty, you know. And I personally didn't do any violence. I was just there observing and being part of a protest. I got caught up near some violence. There was pushing and a crowd trapped me in the tunnel area where it was really quite violent. But I didn't. I was handed a shield in the melee and the confusion. I grabbed it and it passed it on. And, you know, I didn't want to be holding that because I wasn't there to fight. I wasn't there to fight the police, or it just had no business in that protest. But it was characterized as a riot throughout,
right.
and it was actually a fairly boring event for the most part.
Well, that's just
standing around and, you know, not much going on.
But. I mean, that's just it between. So that's my question for you, because I know one of the aspects of this, Jay Johnston, is that what I saw, what I witnessed, and I've read through all the court records. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Oh, my gosh.
And then also, Jay, it's really difficult for even a reporter who wants to report on what happened in a fair way. They make it impossible. They make it tough for a real journalist to get in there and say what happened. And then on top of it, just the effort to break these men and women. There's a mom in Pennsylvania that under house arrest, they still wanted to put her away and broke a window. And, you know, my point to you is this. Did they try to break you? I mean, you've had some pretty big gigs. I mean, you're a big actor, Hollywood movies, Anchorman, hit shows.
And does he feel targeted because of his name?
Yes.
For the headline's sake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was amazing as a part of the 4 years this has been going on, 4 years. And it had actually a couple of years ago, I'll be honest, all the coverage from the media was so biased and so slanted that it began to convince me that I was at an event that was totally a riot and that mm-hmm. I did have ill will and that I was violent almost. It was just such an onslaught of attention towards the negative and definitely, you know, insisting that we had all been there to, you know, in a conspiracy to insurrect the government. I started to believe that, you know, that thing was horrible and we are, you know, against the U.S. And I don't know. I mean, it was just nonsense because that's the only side that you would hear the entire time. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that as a consumer of news and the media, there's no other way of looking at it, because that's all you see. You have to go far outside the mainstream media to get any other type of story, you know.
Yeah,
it's terrible the way they've weaponized the government against all the J6ers. It's horrible.
And Jay Johnston, when I say that you're a veteran actor or veteran comedian, I guess that has a double meaning, because you are a veteran in Hollywood, but also I'm referring to the fact that you've served our country honorably as an Army Reserve military veteran. I just want to clarify that if somebody doesn't know that. And so,
yes, I will say that I'm only a veteran of Hollywood, which is, you know, has its own battles won and lost. But yes, I was never in the military, but I certainly support all of our veterans and soldiers in the military presently. I am a patriot, though I have to tell you, this experience has made that climb to, you know, 1,000%, because the way that these people have been, the way we've all been maligned and vilified is, I never thought this could happen in the United States. And it's, people have lost their businesses. They've lost their marriages. They've lost their homes.
Custody of their kids.
Said they were been in jail.
Yeah, and I apologize. You know what? I was looking, Dan handed me, I was referring to Tim Hale was an Army Reserve veteran. So so, you know, and that's just it. There are so many military veterans. Yes, you're the veteran of Hollywood. Did it teach you, I don't know, I think that at some point all of us have had that awakening moment where maybe a lot of people did not realize the media narrative or the media bias. And maybe that's you. I mean, you were, you know, you're somebody, you're a comedian, right? You're also in top hit blockbuster movies like Anchorman. And then on top of it, maybe you didn't realize until this, the media narrative and how very biased the media really is. Was that a revelation to you, or did you already see that, Jay?
Oh, well, you know, I've never been a part of something that turned into something where the media would grab hold of it and completely spin the narrative away from reality. This was quite an eye-opener for me. I found that I felt that I was being used as an example, setting an example to people to not go out and protest, because look at how this guy's getting punished by his actions, and he's such a monster. You know, when I was in my sentencing hearing in D.C., the prosecution put forward a document, a sentencing memorandum, to influence the judge to give as much time as possible and to punish me, you know, very hard for this horrible crime, which they lied throughout and said I had, you know, committed violence, and I did not at all. But I have to say, on the first page of the document, they'll use anything they can get against you. The first page of the document had a picture of me from 2 years ago that was at a Halloween party. Somebody snuck a picture of me dressed up as Jacob Chansley, which is the QAnon shaman, the guy with the furry hat and the horns.
Yes.
That was
Chewbacca
my costume.
Bikini.
Was,
oh, gosh. And, what a joke.
Yeah, it was a good costume, I'll tell you. People loved it. It was funny.
I'm sure you were rocking it. You know, our executive, you know, before we get to the Patriot Freedom Project, we want to slip that in.
But looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
our executive producer, Dan Borowski.
I'm nerding out over here because I I spoke to you for a second there, Jay, on the phone. But, man, but going back to Mr. Show, Bob Odenkirk, David Cross, you've been through it. Cartoon Network, you've done a couple series with. And we know the Bob's Burgers relation, Jimmy Pesto Sr. So just your, the relationships, I'm assuming that you built back all the way back in the mid-90s with these guys. And then you develop them, you blossom into such a career where you're on the opposing fight team for Anchorman. And it's, yeah. It's an amazing career that you got, and I'm sure you've made connections with these guys that go deep 30 years now. What is the reaction that you're getting from people in Hollywood now? Are you still keeping in touch with your friends, or have they really just kind of shunned you because of this?
Well, as far as Hollywood goes, and the people I know personally, friends of mine for years, they have all been really about everything.
Yeah.
So they have completely turned their backs on me, and completely, you know, I tried to reach out to my agent after they put me on Twitter. FBI put me on Twitter saying, you know, do you have information on the name of this person? They had a picture, some pictures of me from the event, and you know, we're looking for him. You know, in relation to violence at the Capitol, and all these people responded, oh, that's Jay Johnson, this show, that's or whatever. And that was unfortunate. But what basically happened is I was fired immediately from Bob's Burgers and fired from another job I had on Adult Swim. And I called my agent. I said, do you know about this, you know, being fired on Bob's Burgers? Do you hear about that? And they said, well, we don't know anything about that, but we're firing you. And
what?
So my agent fired me. And yeah, and that was 4 years ago, and I haven't, you know, worked since. I haven't auditioned. I haven't done anything. And most everybody I knew just completely turned their backs on me.
And I'm so sorry to hear it, because when you go through something like that, I can say from personal experience, you learn what you're made of. You learn who your friends are. I'll talk about the Freedom Project in a moment. But I have to ask you, because others have said they are going to sue for damages. I mean, your livelihood has been robbed from you. Your freedoms were taken from you. Is there any plan or any thought of suing?
Well, you know, I didn't expect for the industry as a whole to actually announce that they were blacklisting me, but it was announced. I thought that that was sort of an under-the-table thing, like, oh, well, I'm not going to call this guy. But they said several times, oh, we're blacklisting you, and we're not going to, you're not going to work in this town again, type of thing. So that was quite damaging, of course. And, you know, I'm looking into some possibilities in that realm.
Okay. Good.
But I'm not even sure how that really can pan out. I mean, how do you
underline the political nature? This really underlines the political nature of Hollywood, because we're talking to a guy here, Jay Johnson, who, and I don't want to, you're not going to blow smoke up your own bum, but I will, because being a writer, one of the big writers on Mr. Show, then Sarah Silverman, then what we saw with Adult Swim, then being on Anchorman, one of the biggest cult comedies, Arrested Development, Bob's Burgers. I hate to say, but you're one of the, you know, unsung names that's really written what comedy has become in 2025. So one of the foundational aspects of comedy being Jay Johnson being shunned from Hollywood because of his appearance outside the Capitol on this day is just, it's proof. It's proof of the bias of Hollywood
Yeah, and I would expect at least the people that I worked with on those shows, the ones who made a career out of going against the man and, you know, having very alt comedy points of view that are against maybe the mainstream, and just being rebellious in their presentation of their comedy and humor. I would expect those people to sort of have my back, as it were, at least even in private, to say, oh, hey, you know, you're pretty maligned here, and I really think this is horrible. But it's unbelievable. It's like everybody else drank the Kool-Aid, and they're completely, they, you know, I was worried for my family that you were going to take over the government. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're in the crowd there. I mean, my God, they're Trump supporters in red, white, and blue cowboy hats. And, you know, all, you know, people were a lot older than me, really. I mean, 10 to 15 years my senior at the event. And it was a lot of people looking for places to sit down and you know, just, you know, have some orange juice or something and not fight the police. I mean, that was, It was absolutely.
I don't want to lessen the role of a lot of what happened on January 6th with people who did get in there and got violent, but I don't see what you did, Jay, on January 6th, the excitement of the speech going down to the Capitol, as much different than what we just saw at the Eagles game afterwards, everyone marching down Broad Street with the excitement going outside City Hall.
With some deadly results and four. Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable. I was there, and it's still, if I watch a news report on it or some, slanted media, expose of it or whatever, it's all news to me because it was not that violent as they say it was. And they only showed back-to-back highlights of different areas of this enormous event where there were scuffles with the police. And they will highlight anything that is violence and, sure, people did break windows and, throw a few things and whatever. But, there was, as it's coming out now, when the truth comes out, it's going to be pretty amazing. I mean, they've already come out with the fact that there was over 200 FBI assets, CHSs, confidential human sources, and assets, et cetera, at the event, and agent provocateurs. And I experienced that myself. A few of the people were obviously ready to go into fight, like battle. And I was like, geez, no one told me to bring a hard shell, military helmet and breathing apparatus and in bear mace and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was very weird.
Well, that's my point, just coming from a military and law enforcement family. Right. From day one, I said, not for nothing, but if somebody is going to do an insurrection, they're going to bring, right, they're people who own, they're Second Amendment people. I mean, these are people who would have brought a firearm. So either you believe they were not there to do any such thing, or you believe they're the most specially abled, incompetent, insurrectionists that America has ever seen. There's,
exactly.
there's a clear choice there.
Yes, really. It's amazing with all those people that everybody forgot to bring a gun.
Just forgot.
You do not insurrect the United States government, the most powerful military on the planet.
Right.
You don't insurrect them with a random 2x4 or a sign saying "Go Trump." And it's just nonsense. And they did take advantage of the fact that it was like the most videoed event in human history, like 150,000 hours, they were saying, of video. They took advantage of the fact that they had me on camera in every step I took the entire time I was there. But they took still images of the video and characterized my actions as being violent and, conspiracy driven and this type of thing. So,
yeah, that was never the charge. That's another thing they did.
If they had it,
they would have charged you with that.
Exactly. Yeah. And, the news would characterize you as being an insurrectionist, and no one was ever charged with that at all. Because they weren't doing that. But two people lost their lives at the event on the protester side, and no police were killed. And, how long did we believe that that was the case, that six cops were killed or five cops or, all that for years?
Right.
The lies were just all over the place.
Yeah, the truth always comes out, and it will come out, Jay Johnston. Hey, I do want to mention PatriotFreedomProject.com.
PatriotFreedomProject.com, fantastic organization. Cynthia Hughes there has helped us tremendously, and so many great J6ers with the generous contributions from people who are patriots and who understand more, see through this nonsense.
So thank you so much, Jay Johnston. Do you have any upcoming gigs or speeches or anything that you want to promote? We want to give you that opportunity,
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
I sure wish I wish I had a little more going on. Yeah, it's tough breaking through this this haze, really. But soon I hope to be doing some projects, and I would say just keep your ears and eyes open. That's all I can say.
Jay Johnston, thank you so much for being here. We want to keep up with you. And, who knows, maybe coming up this summer we can have some, this is an opportunity, I think, for even talk radio stations to host you for events and bring us together. But Patriot, Patriot Freedom jayjohnstonproject.com is where you want to go. Learn more. You can donate. Jay Johnston, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
And I appreciate your opportunity to speak with you. It's fantastic. Thank
you. Absolutely. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.